Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you've had a productive and powerful week. If you are a regular listener to the podcast, I hope you remember me talking to you about weekly meetings, and I hope weekly meetings with yourself has become a very regular thing. Your weekly meetings are an opportunity on a Monday to sit and reflect and look at what lies ahead, what tasks you've got to do, and ultimately what is going to move your business forward. By the time you get to Friday, today is Friday, you should be able to sit there and say, I have accomplished XYZ, which will have a positive effect if accumulated over time on the growth and development of my business. Whether your clients are improving, whether you've earned some more money, whether you've created a different content strategy, but your business is only going to grow with progress over time. It's not, I'm just going to keep training clients and I'll reach my goal. You've got to be either training your clients better, they've got to be getting better results, you've got to be learning more, you've got to be marketing more. So your week should not be about just training your clients. It should be about strategically doing things to move your business and your brand forward. I've talked about this at length on the podcast, go back over the previous episodes, but a little reminder that those Monday meetings are one of the most valuable things that I will teach, and a habit which you must persist with till it becomes something that is a routine in your life. And the meeting should be the primary measure of your success week on week. So they should be tracked. You should be looking at what performance you're making. Now, talking of progress, talking about, you know, looking at things that you do over time, today's episode, I want to talk to you about a very important topic, which is emotions. Now, if you've been in the industry 5, 10 years plus, you're going to find a lot of value in this podcast, this episode. If you're new to the industry, you're going to find a lot of value in this, because I've experienced various different emotions throughout my career. I'll give you an example of them. Fear, being frightened, confusion, intimidation, anxiety, comparison, excitement, really positive emotion, but you know, I've experienced a lot of it and you guys do too, but you know, how do we harness more of it? You know, what have I learned that enables me to get more of the same? Loneliness, something that I know a lot of fitness professionals struggle with. Body image, being unhappy, not being smart enough, feeling inferior to other people, and especially being overwhelmed. Now, all of those emotions I've been through, still hit some of them. We're only, I'm only human. But I wanted to go through them with you because if you are facing them right now, then there are things that I've done over the years that have allowed me to deal with them and just look at them from a different perspective. And I want to go through each one of them, share with you, at what time that they were most prevalent to me, and then look at some of the strategies that I did to overcome them. So the first thing for me, which took me back to when I first started first started personal training, was frightened and fear. Now, if you're at the early stages of your career, I'm sure, you know, being a personal trainer 5, 10 years, you know, being frightened and fearful is not something that you run into. But I want to just hold your hand for a second if you're new to the fitness industry. Being frightened or in fear of making mistakes and doing things wrong and, you know, going into a gym environment that you don't know, that's normal. And because over the years I've helped mentor a lot of trainers, and still do to this day, I know that fear and being frightened is to come. In fact, this weekend it's the first weekend of our 6-month mentorship for personal trainers. I'm sure they're going to be quite frightened and fearful of what lies ahead. And the one thing that I did at that time was realize, and a friend of mine said, just remember, fear and being frightened about something is something you have to sit and compute and say to yourself, what is it you're frightened of? I'm frightened of it not working. And I just switched the emotion around. It's gonna work. This is a new environment. It's something that I don't know. Can I relate to any environment where I've been frightened or fearful in the past? And interestingly, Professor Steve Peters, who wrote The Chimp Paradox, talks about our computer, which is our memory bank, okay, in our brain. And he's written a new book called The Silent Guides, and it's about the developing human and computer brain, and if you've read The Chimp Paradox, the chimp. And one of the most important things he talks about is this computer. And one of the things with fear and frightening is we all associate with them with different situations in our life. So we face something that we're frightened or we're fearful, and we go, oh, that reminds me of that situation. And what I would do is take your logical part of your head, brain, and go, but I was frightened of that, but this situation is different. This situation is something that I logically can look at and go, I'm only frightened because it's new. So if I persist with it and do what I actually know as a craft, what you'll find is that the fear and the being frightened turns into excitement, because realistically you're frightened because you don't know, you're fearful because it's something that you've never done before, but turn that into excitement that every day is only going to get easier, and every day if you relate it to a certain part of your life where you've done something that you're just the unknown, it's always turned out that, you know, you didn't know somebody, you were frightened about, nervous about meeting somebody, and then guess what? 3 weeks down the line, you're best friends. Everything over time that you develop and learn, even if it's fear to start with, especially being a personal trainer, will turn into a strength. And I want you to, if you're in a situation right now where you're about to start your career, realize why you started your career. You're going to change lives. You're going to help people. That fear and nerves is emotion because it's new. But you're going into an environment that you are about to change people's lives. So turn that into excitement. Change that around. All you've got to do is just change your head going into a situation. But most people allow the emotional fear that's happened in the past to just come straight to the forefront and go, right, I'm choosing to be led by fear. I, at that time, went, I know I feel fear, but I'm choosing for it to be a positive energy and excitement. And do you know what was funny? It did take me a lot to actually deal with that over the course of 1, 2, or 3 weeks. But if I can give you that little thought process to be able to switch it around and remember that you're only being led by emotional situations that have happened so far, and this is a completely different situation. So the logical then says, well, you know, I'm only basing it on a situation because I didn't know something before. And if I now go, what's the positives of me coming into this environment and actually delivering what I know to be right and helping other people, it turns into a positive emotion. So it's really about flipping that emotion around. The second thing is being confused. Now, confused is something that if you stop for a second, you will have either had at some part of your career or you're dealing with it now. You know, where do I fit? And I talk to trainers about this all the time. Are you a weight loss coach? Are you a fat loss coach? Are you a muscle building coach? You know, what is it? Where do you fit? And that confused emotion blocks everything. And confused to me is linked to clarity. And clarity is your ability to be able to compute clearly what it is that you do and who it is that you work with. And I will always say, in terms of being confused, you know, I, in the early days of my career, when, you know, I see people doing muscle building and I'm confused what I should do. And I stopped and I went, well, am I confused or am I just looking at so many different types of trainer and wondering one which one I should pick? And so I stopped and I went, well, the one I should choose, the one I actually am, is where I'm most skilled, where I have the most knowledge, where I have the most experience. And honestly, I can talk to people about rugby training and doing fitness. And maybe I've got a little bit of sports training to a certain degree. I'm certainly not an Olympic lifting coach, but I know how to lose weight. And I know how to help people get healthier because that's what I've been certified in. And that takes out all confusion because I write down on a piece of paper where I'm skilled, what I know the most about, and how I can help the most people. That confusion just disappears. An emotion of confusion, like I will talk to people and say, you tell me you're confused. Talk to me about what you're confused with. And this is what happens to a lot of people. You're being led without thinking. So remember, all your emotions internally are going to be led from previous experiences. They're going to be led quite emotionally. And it's your job to stop. And with a lot of the emotions I'm going to talk through today, to just listen to each and every single one of them and go, it means this. Being confused means you haven't actually made sense of what you're trying to, what you're looking at. So if you're trying to decide what type of coach you are or who it is that you work with, stop and say, logically, who am I most skilled to work with? Who am I most experienced to work with? And it all uncovers. So that's kind of how I dealt with a lot of confusion, especially of what my craft was. Now, intimidation and comparison. More experienced trainers, you know, I quickly nipped this in the bud. And do you know what's amazing? I'll talk to you here about my father, huge inspiration of mine. He has been such an incredible support. He's a businessman, a hugely successful businessman. And I was having a meal with him and my wife a few weeks ago. And we just talked about, you know, comparison. And we were talking about how, you know, people can get to the point in the industry where, in any industry, where they're looking at other people's successes. And my dad just said, I've never compared myself to anybody else. And the reason I've never compared myself to anybody else is because I'm me and I have what I want to achieve. And my father's been very, very heavily legacy led throughout his career, making a huge difference to the property industry. He chose to be the one that makes the biggest difference based on what differences he wants to make, which means he owned his journey. And I remember him telling me this years ago. And the funny thing is, Professor Steve Peters talks in The Chimp Paradox and in his new book, Silent Guides, about learned behaviors. And interestingly enough, I have had times in my career where I compare myself or I'm intimidated by other people's success. But then I stop and I say to myself, well, that's their success. And what do I want out of life? And what I'm going to tell you right now, exactly what my dad told me all these years ago and reminded me only recently, is that when you get clear on what journey you are creating, like that confusion, if your journey is weight loss and helping people lose weight and improve their health, and you're going to do that in your gym and help a specific type of group of people lose weight and change their body shape, you've got nothing to be intimidated about because you're creating your path. And the people you're looking at and are being intimidated about have different values, have different types of clients. And the other thing that's very, very important is to remember that whoever you're looking at was once where you were at. They once had very little knowledge. You know, I was only looking at watching a video. You know, if you guys know Lewis Howes, and Lewis Howes was saying that in 1 year, his School of Greatness podcast was downloaded 750,000 times, and it's downloaded nearly 1 million times a day. And the interesting thing here was he knew what he wanted to do. He knew what he wanted to achieve. There was no comparison holding him back. He just stayed true to what he wanted to achieve. So he remembered, you know, he knew what he wanted to do. There is a persistence. But if you start a podcast and look at the success of someone like Lewis Howes, is top ranked on the podcast charts, you won't really get started because you'll be like, well, he's got huge success, but he's got a different audience, different type of people. He's different. He lives in somewhere completely different. So one thing I'm going to say about comparison being intimidated is you're comparing yourself to other people, which means you're allowing yourself to have your life impacted by what other people's desires are for in their life. So when we pull ourselves back and take control of ourselves, we realize that we're on this planet to create our own journey with our own group of clients and our own products to serve that group of clients and customers. And that's why intimidation and comparison just completely disappeared for me. And I've said this on the last podcast a couple of episodes ago with social media. You know, stop surrounding yourself with people that are very different to you, because if they're very different to you and have different values to you, it'll only create more confusion. You can bring a lot of stress into your life in comparison and analysis simply by having too much around you that's not in line with who you are. Now, the next one I wanted to talk to you about was anxiety. Wow. throughout my career, I've had a lot of anxiety. Okay. Now, the first thing I want to talk to you about anxiety is what I've learned. Okay. Is that you create anxiety. Now, look at this. Driven personal trainers, getting up at 5:30 in the morning, training clients, going to bed at 11 o'clock at night, taking stimulants all day. Some trainers don't look after their health. They're working with clients, you're studying. You are driving yourself towards high levels of stress, which impact your ability to think clearly. And also with anxiety, you become stretched for time. You know, so you end up running around, having no structure, having no order. And so one of the things that I looked at was to rid myself of anything like anxiety, which to me is a heightened state of stress. And when we look at why we're anxious, we've got a, excuse me, a fear or a perceived fear that's about to happen. So what am I frightened about? You know, I'm frightened about an amount of work that I've got to do. I'm frightened about the amount of clients I've got to see next week. And then when I start to actually look at where that anxiety is coming from, is it me that can control it? First thing is. And I'd say, where is that anxiety coming from? Some Sunday nights, I would be so anxious because I hadn't done my clients' programming for the week. Well, if during the week I'd planned in and committed myself to the time, and this is so important, if I'd committed myself to tasks, I wouldn't be faced with anxiety. We've got the mentorship tomorrow. My slides are done. I know my content. Gary Vee's talked about it over the years. He actually never gets nervous for an event because he knows his stuff. And so when we look at the things we get anxious about, I haven't studied, therefore I'm not going to do well in the exam. I'm anxious about the exam. I haven't prepared and planned for my clients tomorrow, so I'm anxious about the environments I'm going to go into. Now, look at these environments and say, honestly, and this is where you've got to become a little bit smarter or at least get somebody from an outside perspective to have a look, because one of the things about having structure and order and getting clear and stop comparing yourself and stop bringing all this, you know, external energy in that's confusing you and creating comparison and intimidation is, when you're running your own stuff and in your time frame and on your schedule, anxiety disappears. You're anxious, so you're in a heightened state of stress. And then where is that stress coming from? And then can I bring the stress down from a 10 to an 8 to a 6? And honestly, guys, when I meet people that are very anxious about stuff, there's not a lot of structure, there's not a lot of health, there's not a lot of order in their life. And they've often set a goal ahead of themselves, which is seriously unrealistic at that particular time because there's too much to do in the time frame. And so you then start looking at more realistic. Can other people help you do work? Can you schedule things in a bit differently? Can you actually be more detailed ordered? Yes, is probably the answer. You know, a lot of people will take supplements and say, right, I'm trying to manage my stress. You know, from my perspective, if you start to get anxious and, you know, you haven't done something in the evening, well, maybe you should schedule in between 9 and 10 to do that thing in the morning. So when you get to the evening, you haven't got to rush through something, creates more anxiety. So I now have my schedules when I read. I have schedules when I do everything. And honestly, I'll tell you this. Brendan Burchard in his book, High Performance Habits, will talk about successful people having habits. If you are overwhelmed and you've got too much going on, you lack structure and order, which is going to lead to more stress and more anxiety. So that's how I've kind of dealt with that over the years. And I'm not going to say now that I'm not going to get overwhelmed sometimes and get busy, but then I stop and they go, I don't want that emotion, and away it goes, okay? Because I change what's going on around me. Now, excitement. Now, I'm going to talk to you about excitement because I remember going years and years ago to a self-development weekend. I say this to everybody who says it's a weekend, it was a week. Everyone in their lifetime should do some level of breakthrough personal development, whether you go to Tony Robbins' Awaken the Giant Within, you go to John DeMartini's Breakthrough Experience. I did the Landmark Forum, okay? And their experience was how to live an extraordinary and happy life. And they were exploring basically very similar things, you know, across the board, personal development, personal growth, learning about thyself. That's a big thing, you know, taking control of you. And it was talking about bringing excitement into your life. And ever since I've gone on that course, I've woken up, and before my head picks up the pillow, I literally go through everything that's incredible about my day very, very quickly. I look at the clients that I'm going to train. I'm grateful for where I live, where I've lived in the past. I'm grateful for my gym. I'm grateful for my wife. I'm grateful for my family. And then the gift that I've got to change people's lives, to speak to you on the podcast, I wake up this morning excited. The problem for a lot of people is you just wake up, boom, straight out of bed, get on, and then you're going through the day. It's like, ugh. But think about what your day entails. You have the power through education, through your own determination and desire to be in the industry that you're in, to change someone's life. You know, an osteopath taking somebody out of pain, improving the quality of their life. A personal trainer is helping somebody to achieve something that they never thought was possible. How amazing is that? And, you know, look at reading a book. Try and think about the positive emotions that you will experience by doing things like reading and being structured and being ordered. And remember to bring that energy, bring that degree of excitement into your life. Because a lot of the things that you're focusing on, nervous, frightened, fearful, confused, intimidated, look what they're doing to you. If you give energy to them, I am nervous, I am anxious, I am intimidated. Well, how can you be excited if you're continually placing energy and focus on those? So in terms of what I've learned about excitement is it's a habit. You have to generate it, like putting coal in a fire. It heats it up, right? So positive affirmations, getting up in the morning, being grateful. I read a book. Like this morning, I read another chapter of Steve Peters' new book, The Silent Guides, and looking at the developing human mind. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, at 41, I'm excited to be a father when we have children, hopefully at the end of this year, when we look to bring the next generation into the world for us. And I'm excited about that. But you know what? When I think about reading a book about developing the human mind, I get excited. And it was talking very clearly this morning about smiling and bringing that level of energy. And I watch trainers go in the gym and the energy's down and the face is down and you're very, very, ugh. And then you're feeding these negative emotions. How do you feel today? I had a bad night's sleep and, I woke up this morning and got a lot to do and do this and do that. Rather than, part of our life is to do stuff. Part of our life is to have to do tasks that allow us to move forward. But it's great. My life's moving forward. I started the podcast off today by saying to you, have you had your meeting? Have you been structured and ordered? And what I notice, because I'm in the middle of reading Steve Peters' book, I will keep referencing it. But what he talks about in the developing mind is that children don't have this ability to understand happy emotions, sad emotions, fear. And one of the things about being an adult is that it's our responsibility ultimately to instill that and teach what that means and how to behave in certain situations and rationalize decisions. And what I've come to learn is that depending on the trainer that I've actually worked with over the years, whether it's mentoring or actually training people in the gym, some people have made a lot of effort over their life to learn certain positive emotions. And some people have an inbuilt negativity which has the power to flip and change. So you choosing to not be nervous, not be frightened, not be confused, not be intimidated, not be anxious is all within your control. And so what I've learned over the years is that every emotion that I'm experiencing, I'm in control of. And that's what's incredible about what I'm wanting to share with you today. So excitement, you can generate. You can wake up in the morning and go, I can't wait for today. And when you see people, you look forward to seeing them, and you remove that negative energy from your life and you only bring excitement towards it. Now, I'm being honest with you. You might think, oh, look at him. He's all happy, happy, happy. I've gone through some really tough times, really down times. I'm going to talk about being lonely next. And I've had to learn how to pull myself through these. So whilst I'm talking to you about all of this positive energy, I've had dreadful days where I can't get myself out of the state that I'm in. And you might be in that position. But it's not a case of you going, this is the way that it is. It's you going, how do I change that? How do I learn about that? And genuinely, you can stop habits forming by negative habits forming by performing more positive habits. You know, I explain on any of the high level coaching programs that we do that you should be developing self-mastery habits. And one of those in the morning is, you know, obviously exercising, good nutrition, supporting the mind, but also positivity in terms of your own energy with the right people around you, which is why over the years I've moved certain people away from me and brought other people in and been very choosy about how I do stuff, because I want the right people around me. And if that's not for you right now and you're not in a positive environment, it's up to you to change it. So let me talk to you about loneliness, right? Now, my father, again, huge inspiration of mine, would always say this: if you have a really boring weekend, oh, no one rang me, I didn't get up to much, I didn't really enjoy it, to be honest with you, that's a choice you make. We've all got friends, we've all got family, we've all got people. If we pick up a phone and say, I'm coming to see you, have you got time for a coffee? Like, that is your doing. If on the flip side of that, you're choosing to not go anywhere, to stay in, then be okay with that. My dad would always teach me, is like, if you've got a really quiet weekend, you've just made a choice for it. So what I used to do, and I'll be honest with you, when I left my hometown of Newark and moved to Nottingham and carried on developing M10, I had that all those years, 5 years of writing articles. You know, I would go to a different gym to have a change of scenery sometimes, you know, have a coffee there, have a swim, sauna. And you'd see me just cruising around, getting on my emails, doing my check-ins, you know, doing some content, writing some articles, going for a swim. And genuinely, if I had a camera following me around and I can watch that 10 years later, genuinely, you would see a really purposeful, positive person. Not, oh, there's a guy that's single, he's not in a relationship, he hasn't got anybody with him, having to do some work, he's got nothing, you know, no one to hang around with. I have got always got people to hang around with, but I make a choice. I wanted to be on my own, develop my business, develop my physique. I was in prep a lot, you know, quite a lot of the time throughout the year. And, you know, I was just keeping my own space because I'd chosen to. So when I actually started to get to a point, you know, people, my parents would always say to me, you know, you're not in a relationship, are you lonely? And I'm like, not at all. Because the point about being lonely is that you make a choice that that is an emotion you want to feel. I don't have anybody around me. Well, if you then said, right, well, where are the people that could fulfill my life? Well, I could go and see them. I could arrange to see different people. I've got things I could look forward to. So let's say, for example, I had 3 weeks where I was like, okay, I've done enough work. It's kind of my company. It is getting a little bit intense. Now I choose to go to London and I go and see my family and I see my brother and my sister and my dad, and I would do more and see more people, and then I'd come straight back into my world. So if you're feeling, you know, any level or degree of loneliness, it's a choice that you've made. You know, if you choose then to be filled with a lot of people around you and engage and entertain yourself, it's all there. Bars, clubs, people, you know, there are retreats to go to for fitness, there are events and courses. And over the years, I would never even entertain loneliness because I'd jump on a plane and go on a course. I'd go and go to a different seminar. So if you're experiencing any degree of loneliness, it's not loneliness. It's just a choice that you've made to be on your own. Because if you undo that choice to be on your own and get in an environment with a lot of people, it's going to be completely different. Now, I don't know about you, but I also went through a phase of my life where I was pretty unhappy with my body image. And I suddenly realized very, very quickly that that unhappiness with my body image was very destructive. And I flipped it on its head and just reminded myself of the degree of progress I'm making. So why I was unhappy was I was watching other people's physiques. And you guys might be doing this right now. If you're not very heavy and you're looking at guys with muscle, if you're, you know, if you're a female and you're not really happy with the way that you look or your body fat or your glutes or whatever it is, you're looking at somebody else and you're always going to be staring at that person. Now, remember this, that in terms of your body image, you can change it all. You can lose body fat, you can grow your glutes, you can grow your shoulders, you can, you know, tighten your midsection. You have the power to change your body. Now, is it realistic to say that as a 75 kilo guy that potentially doesn't have the genetics of someone like, you know, Big Ramy, and one of the biggest bodybuilders in the world, if you're unfamiliar with bodybuilding, then you're setting your sights on something that's unrealistic. So I said to myself, you know, what's realistic? And I started talking to other bodybuilders. You guys know I know Jordan Peters very, very well. I started talking to the likes of Milos and, you know, Sarchev, who is on one of the first podcast episodes. And I kind of was like, well, I'm really happy with the progress I'm making, me. And then I started to put my comparison photos together. And guess what I was comparing? Me. My progress. When I eventually got up on stage, I was always happy with the progress I was making because it was progress. And so my body image at the time I was unhappy with because of comparison. And then when I owned my body and said, I can't wait for the changes I can make in the next 1, 3, 5, 7, 9 years. Even now, the improvements I'm making in how I train, how I recover, how I sleep, the excitement I have at 41 years of age to continue to move forward and improve my physique, improve my training, it fills me so much excitement. So I want to say to you here, if you're unhappy with your body image and you're spending a lot of time on your own feeling very unhappy about how you look and how you feel, just ask yourself if you're comparing yourself to other people, comparing yourself to what they have done and where they're at. Because trust me, they're not comparing themselves against you or anybody else. If they are focused on their journey, it's all about them. So make your journey about you. An interesting thing, you guys know Josh Maley, who is an incredible bodybuilder, one of our coaches at M10, Mr. Universe. In one of our recent team meetings, he just highlighted to us yet again that his journey to his bodybuilding has purely been him, his own improvements. When he's on stage, it's about him. And when you look at the success of people like him at the height of bodybuilding in his career, and then you're younger, look at what these guys are doing. They can't be the best at what they are if they're continually comparing themselves to other people, because energy is powerful. And my NLP coach told me this. Going on a bodybuilding stage, my first super heavyweight outing on the British stage at the UK BFF, and I was so nervous, and I said, I'm just looking at these big guys, they're massive. And then I had some NLP before it, and Jane leveled me, and she was like, the minute you compare yourself to other people, you're giving your energy to them and it's zapping your own, which means you're not going to present yourself fully with a smile and radiate energy on the stage. So you go in and you can compliment other people. Of course, it's wonderful to see anybody else improving and looking fantastic, but keep your energy to yourself. So the minute you're unhappy, you're giving away your energy. So focus on your own progression, focus on your own development, focus on what it is that you are here to achieve and improve on. For me, not being smart enough was something that was massive. And I very, very quickly changed this. If you don't think you know enough, if you don't think you're clever enough, let me tell you this. Not being clever enough is simply a behavior that you can adapt to learn more. So I don't know enough. I'm not smart enough. Trust me, guys, I've had 10 years prior to sitting there and going, I can't. And I stopped and I went, I can. And all you are is education away from improvement. Education away from improvement. Skills away from improvement. Progress away from improvement. All of what you think you can't do right now is a learnable skill. So the emotion of I don't know enough, I can't, change that around to all I have to do is learn, emotion quashed, gone. And the last one I'm going to talk to you about is overwhelmed, being overwhelmed. Simply dealing with this changes the game completely. Overwhelmed is lack of structure and order. Simple, done. Lack of structure and order. Too much focus on everything that you want to achieve in life that you do not have process, structure, and order. So, micro planning, short, medium, and long-term goals, and staying focused on the short. Today, I could be focused on so many other things. My number one priority was the podcast and finalizing the order of some of the slides for our weekend teaching the mentorship. This weekend, the mentorship is my number one priority. Thinking about all the other stuff that I've got to do, gone. It's not on the list to concern myself around for 48 hours. So if you face overwhelm, look and write down what you're overwhelmed about, everything that I've got to do in my life, everywhere I've got to go. You know, my wife knows me. If it's not important, it's not on the list. I don't get it done. And she has to understand that whilst I see it as huge importance, it's not important right now. And that's how I operate my life. If it's not important right now, it doesn't get done. It doesn't get my attention. And as it gets nearer to the time, watch me. It always gets done. It's always prioritized, but at the right place. So, you know, 6 months down the line, we've got to have had this done. Great, it's not occupying my thought process. So if you want to rid yourself of overwhelm, create short, medium-term and long-term goals, write down the micro goals within the short-term goals, the timelines, the priority level, and allow yourself to put the other goals, the medium and long-term, on a piece of paper, in a drawer, and leave them there. Let your mind consume them at the right appropriate times, but focus on the micro within inside the short-term goals and set yourself daily, weekly, and even monthly tasks to accomplish, because progress is the key to your success. So as I said at the beginning of this episode, my lessons from an emotional journey. I've had the confusion, the nerves, the anxiety, the stress, the fear, the comparison, immense amount of excitement, and I generate that for myself daily. Talking to you guys generates excitement. How can I go on and have a bad day today, guys, giving you guys this level of support? I can't. I'm smiling when I'm talking to you on the podcast. You know, when I'm going to go to the gym and talk to people, I want to be happy because I've started my day empowering you guys. So positive affirmations, being happy, being energized, loving every single one of your clients, loving them inside out, because they give you the gift to move forward and create this wonderful, not only tribe of people that you're going to develop over the years in your profession, and you possibly are doing that right now, you know, they're giving you the gift to help them improve. And to me, that is the most incredible gift on this planet, to help other people, okay? You know, it's one of the most incredible gifts. You know, loving another human being, another one. They're all positivity. Look at all these emotions that I've talked about today. They're some of the ones that you're allowing to control you. So choose not to let them control you. Take control, analyze your emotions, decide whether you want them to be there or not be there, and take control. And go through the podcast, make a note of the ones that are relevant to you, and see if you can use my skills I've explained to you today to switch the emotion around, understand what it means, and then turn it into something that is positive, supportive, to help you towards your goals. Guys, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you today. If you want to come and listen to me speak and my guys speak and learn more about coaching clients and how we apply some of this to help our clients achieve results, and also the programming, the nutrition and elements for our Average Joe and Body Transformation Seminars, dates are available still throughout 2019. Our next one is February, the third weekend in February. Make sure you go to m10life.com/education, get your early bird price ticket, and join us for an incredible weekend learning how to train and teach and get results with the Average Joe client and body transformation client. Guys, take care. Thank you for tuning in. As always, speak to you soon.